At the moment, we do have 6,000 LED lights throughout the county. The total number of street lights owned by North Yorkshire County Council is 50,400. So clearly that leaves another 44,000 or so to replace with LED lighting. We gave unanimous approval to stage one of the replacement programme, which will see 7,000 LED lights put on top of existing columns. This will not involve changing the columns, only the lanterns themselves, and that will happen between now and March of next year.
And what do you see as the main benefits of using LED lighting?
LED lights use much less power, so there's a good financial and environmental benefits there. And also, the lights last much longer. They produce a white light. In fact, depending upon the strength of the voltage put through or the temperature of the light, you can alter the appearance of it. We're looking for a softer white light rather than a bright blue light, which I think residents find much more acceptable. It does a much better job of illuminating the highway and the footpath, which, of course, is the principal reason why streetlights are there. And, in fact, because the LED light can be directed much more efficiently, there is far less glare in the sky and far less interference with first-floor windows, such as bedroom windows. And I know that many residents are concerned that streetlights can cause excessive light in bedrooms at night.
So with the street lights, replacing them, how much are you hoping to save money-wise?
Well, at the moment, our 50,400 street lights cost us about £2.1 million a year to power and £1.2 million to maintain. Clearly, with LED lights, which use far less energy than an incandescent light, there's a major saving in power costs. And indeed, with power costs or energy costs likely to rise much more rapidly than inflation in the years ahead, I believe the transfer to LED lights, which use much less power, does enable us to secure better costs for our residents. So that is certainly very important. We're spending about £2.1 million on the first 7,000 LED lights. And the report confirmed that within 10 years, all of that money could be saved in terms of energy costs and maintenance costs. So that's a return on investment of taxpayers' money of 10% per annum, which is an extremely good investment at times of very low interest rates.
One of the other concerns that people have, particularly on the roads, is roadworks and how often the roads are dug up. And surely people should be able to do work at the same time. Just tell us what you're doing to try and address that issue.
Yeah, this is a long-standing issue we have, and many residents do complain to me personally about this, and that is that they drive past roadworks which have been caused by one of our utilities, water, gas, electricity, telecoms. And often they say that there are long queues at these excavations, and yet there's no work going on. And I have a great deal of sympathy for that, indeed, because people's time is lost, and it does seem an area that we have to look at. And indeed, we are looking at it. We have consulted on the introduction of a so-called permit scheme under which work carried out by utilities on North Yorkshire County Council highways can only be started once a permit has been paid for and issued. This is different from the current situation where a utility has only to inform us, to notify us that they're going to do the work, and then after agreement with highways officers, that work can be carried out. With a permit system, on the other hand, it does produce revenue for North Yorkshire County Council in order for us to be able to monitor these works much more closely and ensure that it gives an incentive, therefore, to utility companies to finish their work on time and as quickly as possible. Because if they overrun the duration of their permit, then they are liable to being fined. So there are plenty of incentives now, or there will be, once this permit scheme is introduced, and we're looking to introduce it at the beginning of February next year. There'll be plenty of incentives then for utility companies to do their work quickly, promptly, and then also reinstate the highway much better afterwards, because all of these things will be monitored much more closely by our highways officers under the permit scheme.
And you're also looking at residence parking schemes. Just tell us a bit about that.
We have residence parking schemes already, but we haven't introduced any new ones for many years because residence parking schemes tend to cost the taxpayer a lot of money. There's not just the cost of starting the scheme, advertising it and consulting upon it, but then once it's up and running, you've got the cost of the signage and the enforcement, the issuing of tickets. At the moment, the cost of a parking permit in Harrogate is £16 per year, and the receipts from permit sales and indeed from enforcement of residential parking schemes falls far, far short of the cost of introducing and running a scheme. So we are expecting a report from highways officers which will set out some recommendations as far as our approach to residential parking schemes and permits are concerned. There is an issue with parking, especially in unrestricted areas in Harrogate. For example, near Harrogate Hospital and near two secondary schools, where the residents of the Saints Estate, for example, have been plagued for several years with what they consider to be excessive parking outside their houses. And this is perfectly legal, of course, as long as the car is taxed and insured, it can park on the highway. What a driver cannot do, however, is block a driveway. And we are getting instances now of inconsiderate parking, which means it's difficult for homeowners to enter and leave their properties because of lack of sight, vision coming out of their property, or indeed even lack of space. So we're looking at the whole principle of residential parking schemes, the cost of them, with a view perhaps of achieving a situation in which we can afford to introduce new schemes. And that is exactly what this report will set out for us.